coming up on All Access.
Let's make this a December to remember, fellas.
Back shoulder for Hogan. Made the catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
I think our quarterback deserves it.
The ball is picked off. Fluttering to Van Noy.
That play kind of was pretty lucky. Ball kind of got hit by Jabal and kind of fell into my hand. So I'll take it though. Counts as on the stat sheet.
What we're really doing is saying thank you to that great team in 01 and trying to recall some wonderful memories.
We were the only team that had 9-on-7 with Super Bowl week. 9-on-7 means we have full pads on and we are banging.
Picked off by Webb. He's got another touchdown. He is automatic.
They just do a good job in all the areas. We're going to have to be sharp across the board.
Make it 3 wins in a row for the Patriots, who head into the season's final quarter in good position. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. That good position will be tested beginning on Monday night when New England renews its rivalry with the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football. We'll preview that primetime matchup. But before we do, let's look back at the sights and sounds from Sunday's history-making win over the Rams.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Foxborough's Gillette Stadium for this NFL Week 13 matchup.
Let's make this a December to remember, fellas.
We ain't get off this plate and lose. Come up here to dominate.
Hey, man, bring it tight, y'all.
We need a fast motherfucking start. Aggressive, play together in 60 minutes.
Hey, ball out on three. 1, 2, 3, ball out.
Either be phenomenal or be forgotten.
We bring the energy. We bring the energy. Dominate on three. 1, 2, 3.
Dominate.
Let's go. Let's go out.
Get the running game going early. I think it's imperative.
4th and inches.
I don't even think about this. You send your bigs in. You go for it here.
Touchdown, Patriots.
13 weeks in, and there's still so much gas left in LeGarrette Blount's tank.
That's what we gotta do! That's what we gotta do! Good! Hey, good job! That series, run, pass, third down. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep this balance for the quarterback.
They come with a blitz up the middle as well. Josh throws it across the middle, ball tipped by Chris, and then picked off by Butler. Back shoulder for Hogan. Made the catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
Big throw.
So we got to go out there and possess the football, be methodical. Everybody stay head on down in distance. Let's do what we're supposed to do. That's where our charge is. Let's go.
Big spot here for the kicker.
This will be an attempt of 28 from 48 from the 35. 45. Heard under snaps it to Allen. Swing of the right leg. Kick driven to the upright. The kick is good. The ball is picked off. Fluttering to Van Noy. Anybody questioning how Jabal Sheard would react to being inactive a couple of weeks ago? He's played terrifically for the Patriots.
Let's go! Free stat!
So let's be ready to turn and fly this thing.
All right, nice job.
Yeah. Nice job, man.
Great job playing it. Great job being square. Great job driving on it.
Great wall built. Good job on the backside.
Goff drops back, feeling pressure. He'll be sacked again. Chris Long, the former Ram, was the first man there.
Sorry. Sorry, I was excited. Why didn't you give him jailbreak? I'm not going to apologize for winning.
Awesome.
All the time.
Pretty cool.
Very. It's only almost 100 years.
Well, you don't want to see me play jazz. Thanks,
man.
Appreciate it. Great job. Great job.
Hey, fellas, it's a pretty solid job today. A lot of areas. Big short yardage run. A couple turnovers on defense, knocking the ball off them. It's a battle against them in the kicking game. We know they're pretty good there. Though, guys did a good job of that. Ryan gave us the ball, Steve. Nice job there. Specialist guys did a good job. Robert?
Yeah, we don't usually recognize individual achievements, but our team is so important. But when you break a record that in the 90-odd year history of the NFL, you win 201 games, which no other quarterback has ever done, I think our quarterback deserves special thanks.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
So, well-deserved game ball for the Patriots quarterback after his 201st win, of course, as the Pats beat the Rams. And we welcome you back with head coach Bill Belichick. And Bill, a good win overall, complimentary football for your Patriots. The defense in particular, how encouraged have you been by their performance the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think that they've done a good job. We've had a couple of good weeks of practice. Our communication, we've turned the ball over a little bit. We'll get obviously a big challenge this week against the Ravens, but it's, you know, good to be able to make those plays. I thought our pass rush was good overall defensively, getting off the field on third down in the first half and, well, really throughout the game. But, you know, in the first half, being able to play from ahead and get a lead, that was important for us. But it was a good complimentary game. Our kicking game, our coverage teams on punt and kickoff were very good, and Steven made some big kicks for us. And offensively, we got enough points, 17 in the first half. That was big for us, so put us in good position.
You're about to play three games in a span of 13 days. Now, you've been able to afford your team some victory Mondays the last few weeks, but how have you balanced overall what you've had to face preparing for each opponent these last few weeks with what lies ahead, as mentioned, with those three games in such a short window?
Right. Well, I think a little bit of that, the schedule has kind of favored us because the teams were pretty different. San Francisco with Coach Kelly's fast offense was a lot different than the Jets. And the Jets and the Rams were quite a bit different offensively and defensively. So I don't know how much we always gain something out of watching the game we just played. I'm not saying that, but it wasn't like the game we just played is going to have a lot of carryover into the next game. So we felt like it was probably best at that point to kind of get our rest, to take a little bit of extra time from a preparation standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, and make sure that we had our players prepared for kind of the new look or the new challenge that we were going to see. The Rams, a team we didn't know. The 49ers, a team that was quite a bit different from the Jets. So we kind of took those days as preparation days rather than film review days.
All right, Coach, thanks very much. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We catch up with one of the newest members of the Patriots, linebacker Kyle Van Noy.
I have my role on the team that, you know, the guys are respect
right.
Me as a player and kind of figuring me out how I play.
And later, we recap a very special reunion weekend with the 2001 Super Bowl champ.
I'm old number 21. You are current.
Oh, okay, the running back. Okay.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Can New England continue their winning ways? Dan Roach tells us they'll have to do so minus another key contributor.
He becomes the winningest quarterback in NFL history.
After a win over the Rams and an unforgettable halftime celebration of the 2001 championship team, it was back to work this week for the Patriots.
Like Danny Amendola injured his knee.
Another NFL week and more injuries as the Patriots watch Danny Amendola and Eric Rowe go down against the Rams. Who steps up is an important question.
And whether it was a running back or receiver, I mean, just go out there and just kind of do what I've been doing, just try to be available and just kind of learn and just understand and keep continuously to grow every day.
A longtime familiar foe comes into Gillette Stadium Monday night as the Pats welcome the 7-5 Baltimore Ravens, the team that destroyed Miami Sunday as Joe Flacco tossed 4 touchdown passes.
You know, he's got tremendous poise. He's very smart and understands the game. He's a big guy. He can make a lot of, great throws. So, he's just always in control of the game.
Meanwhile, Baltimore's defense has been a force again this season as the Ravens come into this weekend with the number one total defense, number two scoring defense, and they're fourth in the NFL with 22 takeaways.
They contest every yard, so I think that's the mark of a good defense. They don't give you anything easy. You got to go out and earn it.
And finally, with 4 games to play starting Monday with Baltimore, the Pats know how tough their road ahead will be. And it's something these Patriots embrace.
Oh, we're moving in the right direction. You never really turn that corner. I mean, you're always looking ahead, trying to improve. And we sure do have a host of things we want to improve on this week going into a game like this.
Just how tough have the Ravens played the Patriots here at Gillette Stadium? Well, since John Harbaugh took over, the Ravens are 2-4 here at Gillette. But in those 4 losses, they've lost by an average of just 4 points. Expect another close one come Monday night. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Kyle Van Noy. And first of all, congratulations on having a great game last game. And talk about just coming here to New England. What's it been like for you?
That's a difficult question just because there's so many different variables that play into that on the field, off the field, moving all your stuff here as well as shipping it back to where I stay in the off season. So,
Where do you stay in the off season?
I stay at a couple spots actually. My wife works a lot during the off season, so we're in Miami and Los Angeles, but we have a home in Salt Lake, so we call that home.
Wow, yeah. So you're all over the place.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
How do you like New England?
I like it so far. Football-wise, it's been amazing. The people have been great to us. Everybody's helped us, has put a lendly hand out to help us. And, the coaches have done a great job of picking spots for me to play, focusing, zero on. And then the players, they've been awesome to me and just, had open arms to me to help and to get caught up.
Who's been your most helpful player, teammate?
I wouldn't zero in on just one. Okay. I think it's been a group of guys such as Shea and Hightower and then Chung and McCourty at the safety roles helped me with coverage-wise. And then, Long and Nico has helped out a bunch with the rushes.
So it's a close-knit group,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. And they have a good core group of guys, but all in all, we're playing well defensively, and we hope to continue that.
How'd you have to pick things up in midseason?
How?
Yeah.
I don't know how. Just one day at a time, really. That's been the biggest key for me. Just take one day at a time, one rep, and then, figure it out from there.
Well, you are figuring it out. Do you feel more comfortable now as the weeks go by?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm – I have my role on the team that, you know, the guys are respect
right.
Me as a player and kind of figuring me out how I play and, you know, my character. And, you know, I just want to help out the team win at the end of the day. And that's what matters.
Hey, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it.
Kyle Van Noy, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Congratulations to Coach Dana Olson and the Millis Hopedale Mohawks. The Mohawks beat Maynard on Saturday to capture the Division 4A Super Bowl championship.
Valley on three! One, two, three!
Valley!
In recognition of the state's first ever state title, Coach Olson has been selected as the Patriots High School Coach of the Year. Presenting the award is former Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will award $2,000 to the Millis Hopedale High School football program in the name of Coach Dana Olson. Congratulations on a great season.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Now time to talk about the Baltimore Ravens. From the Rams to a team we know well,
yes.
An AFC North leader in the Baltimore Ravens. They've won four of their last five. What have you seen from them lately?
Well, they're a really good football team. They're getting a lot of people back. They're healthy now, and they're a really solid team across the board, offense, defense, special teams. They're very good in all three areas, very good in the kicking game. We probably saw the best punter in the league last week. We'll probably see the best kicker in the league this week with Tucker. They're very physically and mentally tough. We know that. And, you know, this is, you know, going to be a very, very competitive team, very competitive game that we're going to have to play not only 60 minutes of tough football, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of situational football that'll come into play as well.
After a change this season from Mark Trestman to Marty Morningweg, have you seen a change in what Flacco's been asked to do for the Ravens?
Well, of course, I know Coach Morningweg from his time in the league, particularly with the Jets. So certainly a West Coast-based offensive attack, passing attack, and they don't turn the ball over. They do a good job of running the ball. They have good skill players, and they just do a good job in all the areas. We're going to have to be sharp across the board.
And they've got a guy who's been about as competitive as any player in the league for the last decade and a half, coming off a torn Achilles. Steve Smith now in his 16th season. How do you measure your respect for that guy on the other side?
He's really a good football player. He does everything well. He can go get the ball down the field. He has excellent hands. He's a good intermediate route runner. He's quick. He's a hard guy to get on the ground when the ball gets in his hands. And he's our guy to cover because he's able to create separation with his quickness and explosion and his overall playing strength. So,
our ace ticket question of the week, and it comes to us from Rob of Drakett. Asks about the 2001 reunion and celebration. How special was it last weekend?
Really special. Yeah, really special. That was a great team. That was a great year. And the guys that came back, it was great to see all those players. They look good. They're doing well. It was first time a lot of us had seen each other in quite a while, and or them seeing each other, and just to relive some of the memories and the moments of the week of the Super Bowl and that season were pretty special. You know, Robert and the Kraft family put on a great event. There were some great video clips from that year and the Super Bowl that week and that game that really really stirred the memories. So it was. It was really a special year in 01, and it was very special to remember it last weekend.
And now to a cause that's special to you for obvious reasons, Monday's game, still an opportunity for a fan to win a raffle prize for the Bill Belichick Foundation, of course, which has done a lot of work in a lot of different ways to help young people and young coaches.
Yeah, so this will give the raffle winners an opportunity to kind of see the game up close, be down on the field for pregame warm-ups. you know, take some pictures down there, watch the game from up in the box, and you know, get a little background insight into Monday Night Football. Just see some behind the scenes thing, and I'm sure they'll see a great game.
Sounds awesome. All right, we talked about the Ravens offense. When we have the Bellastrator, we're going to talk a lot about the Ravens defense.
You bet.
All right, that's coming up in a bit, but more after this on Patriots All Access.
Coming up on All Access, tune in.
We'll give you an inside look at a Patriots Super Bowl.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Hi, man. Good to see you.
And later, Coach Belichick reintroduces us to one of the Patriots' biggest rivals, the Baltimore Ravens.
So the Ravens have done a great job turning the ball over, causing fumbles, intercepting passes.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
This past weekend, the Kraft family and the Patriots organization capped off the 15-year anniversary of the franchise's first Super Bowl win by bringing back the 2001 team to celebrate. It was a reunion weekend filled with revelry and reminiscing. Here's an inside look as the Patriots welcome back the 2001 Super Bowl champs.
Let's go back to Brian. It is good!
I can still see that catcher from Drew in the corner of the end zone.
I'm old number 21. You are current.
Oh, okay, the running back. Okay.
Man, you doing your thing, especially in the Super Bowl.
Hey, enjoy watching you, baby. Like,
I appreciate
love you,
it,
baby.
Man.
Old
I appreciate
school.
It.
You could have rolled with us.
All day.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Hi, buddy.
What we're really doing is saying thank you to that great team in 01 and trying to recall some wonderful memories.
Coming from the Pacific Northwest and the University of Washington, where everything was a little bit bigger than average, coming here, I thought I was taking a pay cut. I didn't think I was going to the NFL. I thought somebody was playing a joke on me. As soon as I walked through the walls and the doors and I got on the field with the guys and stuff, I felt like this was home.
We were the only team that had 9-on-7 the Super Bowl week. 9-on-7 means we have full pads on and we are banging.
That's illegal now.
2 days or was it 2 days before the game, that Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday. Everybody saw the physicality on that highlight film. We knew pretty quick that they wasn't ready for what we were about to do to them. But we believed it, we thought it, we ate it, we drunk it, and we practiced it all the way up until it was time to play that game.
For me, that defensive game plan for that week, man, that was probably one of the most physical games I saw from my secondary. Lawyer, Ty, to Bucky, Teddy, all you guys, man, you were lighting those guys up, man, and it was just a downright physical game. And I told, Otis is another one, too, earlier that you guys have been playing for free. Today, in today's game, because they would have took all y'all paychecks, you know. So
yeah,
y'all probably would y'all would have done it too, and everybody except for Ty ain't playing nothing for free. So
people tend to give me credit for how I handled the situation that happened when I got hurt, and Tommy came in and the whole deal. But I think that the guys in this room and being around these guys and riding over on the bus from the hotel and being around this and watching the Andrewsy thing and all that stuff, most I get credit for just doing what you're supposed to do. You know, you're a teammate, and it's real. You know, if you're one of these guys up here and you're a part of this team, that's what you do. That's what that and it was a cool thing to be a part of.
So as you look at all these pretty faces on this stage today, all these handsome young men, I don't think they would have a better coach and a better owner than Bill Belichick and Mr. Robert Kraft.
Yes, sir.
The Kraft family has treated us with the utmost respect, and we respect them just as much as well. We thank you, and we appreciate everything that you have done for us. 2001 World Champions.
For the opponent spotlight, brought to you by Geico.
Well, the Patriots know a thing or two about rivalries, and a rivalry that is growing to be one of the more competitive in the league is the one between New England and Baltimore. The AFC foes face off right here on the field at Gillette Stadium on Monday night. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we're here with your opponent spotlight. Now, Bob, one of the guys that remembers that 2014 playoff game all too well is veteran Steve Smith. He's in his 16th season, but how is he continuing to be an impact?
Well, he caught a touchdown pass en route to one of the two 14-point leads for the Ravens in that game. A very shifty receiver, fast, also very quick and very tough. And he's had to overcome what was a career-threatening injury a year ago in what was supposed to be the final season of his career. Coming off a torn Achilles, he's back for at least one more year for the Ravens, but he looks as good as he did in the early days as a Carolina Panther. The Ravens utilized the middle of the field last week in their best offensive performance of the season against the Dolphins. A lot of crossing routes, Joe Flacco fighting Dennis Pitta to go with Steve Smith in the middle of the field. He's also got deep threats like Mike Wallace and the youngster Breshad Perriman. So this is an offense that's playing at its best right now, and Smith is certainly a catalyst.
On defense, another familiar name, veteran Terrell Suggs. He's in his 14th season. Bob, what role is he able to play in the Baltimore defense?
He gets after the passer. More than 114 sacks in his career. He lines up from a standstill. He'll move around a little bit, but generally on the weak side of the offensive formation. He's had a good deal of success in his career against the Patriots when you look at his body of work. Terrell Suggs, part of a very imposing defense. Ravens tough to run on. They're getting turnovers in the passing game, too. They're much better at the back end than they were in the 2014 postseason, and of course Terrell Suggs is part of that front seven that applies pressure just like the last time these teams met.
All right, time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette and Zoe. It's Fourier. The Ravens come into town fighting for first place in the AFC North.
pretty darn good football team. A lot of people 4 weeks ago looked at this game, scratched it off. It's an easy one.
Yeah,
it's
not anymore. One. Yeah, Flacco's playing well. They got all the wide receivers playing great. Defense is coming through. But Dennis Pitta, that's what we're going to focus on today. Dennis Pitta has been gone for a while. Scored his first touchdown last week since 2013. I think he's going to be a challenge to those linebackers.
And the question is, go ahead and split Pitta out here.
Oh, I know Flacco, what I'm doing now.
Flacco's usually in the gun, so the ability to cover tight ends from the linebacker position and bring it down Pat Chung, we talked about that before. But why are we concerned with Pitta? Flacco will put the ball to him even when he's covered the way Brady does to his tight ends. So, little option route to the right.
Okay, so
Flacco's off the back foot.
Leverage here, I'm here. Okay, that's one, which I think is probably the easiest one. And
yeah.
Flacco's throwing the ball so much this time. Threw it 57 times last week.
The deadly one is the seam when he's covered.
Yeah, the seam route. So here I am, right, almost hugging the hash mark right here. But I'm going to try and get to the numbers. And as I get wide to the numbers, that's going to be the key for the quarterback to throw the ball. Because here's where I'm most open. And here's where I can create the most damage. And I'm sure Flacco's going to give him a much better throw.
That's not good.
Because that's the other thing. So even if you do run the seam route, you can give it over him, but what do we see Gronk do? Martellus Bennett, back shoulder seam, last minute, there it is. He's big, he's physical, he's got some speed, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be a tough challenge.
They named their mascot after a guy who writes poems.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Well, once upon a midnight dreary,
quote the Raven, upon, nevermore!
Time for the Bellustrator and a look at the 7-5 Ravens defense.
Well, Ravens have a lot of good defensive players and a lot of familiar names. Tavon Young is a rookie out of Temple. He's really done a good job for him. And here he is in the slot against the Giants. Really makes a good play here. You can see his speed and athleticism, good coverage. Kind of the feet get tangled up a little bit here, but, you know, Young's looking back for the ball all the way. Not really even close to being a foul, and then makes an excellent hands and athletic catch on the interception. So the Ravens are doing a great job turning the ball over, causing fumbles, intercepting passes, stripping the quarterback, and Young has played very well for him as a rookie corner.
Yeah, he's helped that secondary a lot since the last time we saw them.
He absolutely has. You know, we can't forget about Suggs, very disruptive player. Here he is down here at the bottom of the screen, number 55. Going against the Bengals, starts with his power rush, which he's very good at, and then comes inside with a little counter, strip sacks Dalton, knocks the ball out. Again, defensively, not only do they stop the run well and get off the field on third down, but they're a turnover team with interceptions, fumbles, strip sacks, you know, all the plays that are very disruptive to the offense. Here's the same play from the end zone. And Suggs doesn't seem to be slowing down much at all, a very experienced player that has great power, strength, and a lot of savvy, a lot of instinctiveness, knows how to make plays.
14 years for him, they move him around a bit?
Generally lines up on the weak side, but he can line up anywhere. Sometimes he's kind of a extra like floater type of player that can rush anywhere based on their game plan. The running game, again, very strong. This is a good look here at the Ravens defensive line. You know, Pierce, the nose tackle, big run stopper, very aggressive, just hard to block inside. They have a very, you know, big, strong front here. And as you see here against the Giants, they knock the line of scrimmage back. So Richburg, pretty good center, but just can't handle them. Just really nowhere to run here. Got about three or four guys on block on their side of the line of scrimmage. So Ravens do a good job of stopping the run, creating negative plays, second and third and long. And then they take advantage of that with, you know, their pass rush and being able to turn the ball over. Here's another, you know, negative play in the running game. This is C.J. Mosley, their young middle linebacker, outstanding player, really, really quick and aggressive. Here he hits it on the run through on the trap play, comes underneath it, makes a play in the backfield. So we're going to have to do a good job on this front seven. Obviously not turn the ball over. You don't want to take advantage of some opportunities.
All right, Coach, the Baltimore Ravens, Monday night football at Gillette. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
That's the Bellustrator. Back with more of Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Earlier this week, Patriots players helped spread some holiday cheer at Bass Pro Shop.
We just knock off the essentials first. We get the coat, we get the hat.
Everyone does that.
We get the gloves, and then we have some fun.
They treated 50 area children from local homeless shelters to a holiday shopping spree.
Game plan is just do what the boss tells me to do. I'm just logging the numbers. She's doing everything else. She won't let me push the cart, though.
I was letting her know I'm a professional stylist, so she's actually in good hands tonight.
A gift card provided by the Patriots Charitable Foundation, Captain Devin McCourty, and Bass Pro Shops enabled all the children to buy winter coats and hats and gifts for their loved ones.
Christmas family, hanging out with people, being able to be close with them and have a special Christmas. They do that for a lot of these kids.
Now he's my new favorite. He's my new favorite.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo and Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Did the Patriots finish up the way against the Rams the way you thought they would?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that's exactly the way I felt it would go. I thought the defense was dominant against a very bad offense, a young, inexperienced quarterback. But good signs all around, Mike. And something that you brought up last week that stuck out to me, guys that are sort of fitting into roles on defense, you're starting to see a little continuity from one week to the next now. Guys like Van Noy and McClellan and Trey Flowers and the rotation of those defensive ends, that stuck out to me.
Outside of that last play, the 60, yeah. or one of the last plays, the 66-yarder, I think the defense is what I take away from mm-hmm. the game. Now, obviously, the Rams are one of the worst offensive teams in the league, so you're supposed to dominate, and they did. But how many times have we seen this defense not do that? Right. So I think that was important. And to build off what Paul said, you know, it's all about eliminating the big play first for Matt Patricia's defense, communication. And once you feel like you can do that, and you have some continuity, you can start to scheme. And we started to see some of that scheming from them.
Okay, so now they hit the iron. The weaker teams are done. Now it's time for big boy football. How do they match up against Baltimore?
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one, and I'm looking forward to it because it's been a while. You go back to Seattle about a month ago, but for the last time they really had a game that you felt would be a test. And Baltimore does some different things. I'm curious to see how the Ravens play offense because I think for the most part, during the course of the season, it hasn't been very good. They've been very inconsistent, but they're coming off a game where they were outstanding against Miami, and Miami had been playing very well at that point, so that sort of opened my eyes. You know, Joe Flacco, we've seen him come into this place. He's mm-hmm. not going to be fazed by the environment. This will be a big test.
Yeah, the Ravens don't get intimidated, Mike.
No, get your popcorn ready, Steve. This is going to be awesome. Flacco, Brady, Steve Smith, Monday night, you know, Ed Hockley as your referee. I mean, come on, bring it all.
Big game flair.
You got to have it.
You get pipes in the house, and that's a big game flair.
If you can't get excited about this, what are we doing? And I think this is the type of team you have to beat if you want to get where you want to go to the Super Bowl.
No Amendola, no Gronkowski. Now what? Where do the Patriots turn to pick up the slack?
Well, and that's going to be the interesting element of this because, you know, as good as they were against the Rams on defense, I thought it was a little choppy offensively. They had 400 yards, Mike, but they didn't really even get into the red zone. I mean, the finish. They didn't really even come close to finishing. They only got in the red zone twice. They had to kick a lot of long field goals, which is not really indicative of their offense. Now they're going against a really, really good defense that's playing very well and maybe more importantly is pretty healthy right now. They haven't been healthy most of the season. Jimmy Smith is back in that lineup. Terrell Suggs is back in that lineup. Some of these guys that have been out earlier in October when they were struggling, I'm not sure exactly where they go, Steve. I mean, when you're missing a couple of those pieces, and Martellus Bennett certainly does not seem to be healthy or totally healthy right now to make that kind of an impact consistently down the field, down the seams that we saw at times earlier. Patriots are going to have to find different ways because you're not going to run the ball very well against the Ravens.
And that's why I think Deion Lewis and James White, sort of hybrid running back pass catchers, are going to have to be big in this game because you're going to have to use that short passing game, you know, as almost an extension of the running game. It could be sloppy out there. We'll see what the forecast is as we get closer to the game, but it could be wet. Ball security going to be key. And I want to go to the defensive side, Steve, because we talk about Amendola Gronkowski not being there. I think an underrated storyline is Eric Rowe has been the number two corner mm-hmm. the last couple weeks, has settled things down a little bit with continuity. But he left that game last week with a hamstring injury. If he's not out there, you could have Cyrus Jones opposite Malcolm Butler. Got to keep an eye on that.
Prediction time. This is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, I think it is going to be a tough one. And I don't think that they're going to be lighting up the scoreboard on either side. I think the Patriots defense is settling down a little bit. I'm not going to get carried away with what they did to a guy making his third career start. Going to be a lot. They're not going to be blitzing Logan Ryan out of the slot multiple times
right.
the way they did. That's not going to work against Flacco. I think Baltimore right now, I'm curious to see, as I said earlier, about their offense. If their offense plays well, I think the Ravens are going to come in here and win this game 27-23.
Do you really?
I do.
Yeah, I respect, you do too? Well, no, I respect the pick. I'm going to go against it. I mean, I'm in the flip a coin stage right here. I think we could see overtime. Turnovers are going to be key. I mean, Baltimore has turned it over, meaning they've forced 22 turnovers this year. Yeah. Patriots have only turned it over 8 times. So me, I'm gonna land with the home team and Tom Brady, 20-17. Don't be surprised if it's overtime.
All right, that close.
Yeah, I see a very similar game.
Great job, guys. All right, thank you very much. That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.